of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. But I want you to notice, by the same Spirit. Notice verse 9, the same Spirit. Notice verse 11, but all these worketh that one and self, same Spirit, amen. And then notice also verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That's there to go, at one Spirit. Friend, I don't know about you this morning, but Paul is saying there's one body, there's one Spirit. And now, what is that hope? What is that hope? Verse, we find here, go back to our text, there's one hope of our calling. Now, I think there's several things here. When I look at this piece here, I think there's several things here about the hope. But the real hope, I guess, that I would like to, if there was one of them I had to talk to this morning about one hope, it would be that resurrection. It would be that getting up morning when the Lord Jesus Christ would ascend from heaven with a shout of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, amen. No matter what happens in my life, no matter what goes on in my life, no matter what goes on in this world, amen, I got this one hope. One day, I'm going to see him. I'm going to be like him. The hope of our calling, the resurrection. Now, there's another hope. There's another hope I want to share it with you because I want you to see it, amen. It's in the church. Colossians. Look at Colossians with me. Let me give you this other hope real quick. I promise you, and I'll go on to my next one. Notice Colossians. Philippians, Colossians chapter 1. This is what we want to see. This will do something for our witness. Can I say again to us, let's take the blinders off for a moment. We look at a sad, sad world today. We look at a dark world today. We look at it. But let's not look at it in our eyes. But somebody said this, and I believe it. You and I, though we feel like we live in this sad, sad world today, you know what? We're living in some of the best times of our life. You know why? Because we are the light of the world. And as this world get darker and darker, you and I ought to be more light so people can see. So people can see how to come to the light, amen. Hey, it ought not to blend in, but as it get dark, you and I ought to be more light for people to see. Now here it is. I want you to see it. Colossians. Notice verse 27. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles. Here it is. Which is Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now let that summer, you may not get it right now, you may have to get it later. Christ in you, the hope of glory. In the church. Man, just can you imagine with me this morning? People on fire for the Lord, loving the Lord. The church loving the Lord. I mean, we're just eager again. I long to see the day again when we're eager to get to the local church. When we'll not let anything else interrupt our getting to the local church. Yeah, I'm having pain here, amen. I like Brother Curley over here, and he didn't tell me to share this, but I just share it with you. I know that he worked all day yesterday. Amen. But at least he come to church today to fulfill his part of his commitment that he says he's going to do. He came, amen. And I'm saying to us this morning, man, the glory in us, Christ in us, to the glory of God, Christ being seen in our life. I long to, again, to hear the young lady, the young boy, why you live like you live? Because I'm a Christian. Why do you dress like you dress? Because I'm a Christian. Why do you go to church all the time? Because I'm a Christian. What's wrong with that? If you'll be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you, the Lord said. The glory in the church, Christ in us, the hope of glory. If you and I, as Christians, are not hoping for it, dear Christian friend, then why should the world even look at the church? I got to go on, I know. So, there's the hope, there's the Spirit, and I won't stay here too long, one Lord. Somebody said, man, you mean he's the only way?
That's right.
I believe he's the only way.
Amen. That's right.
He's the only way, man. There ain't another way.
That's
works
right.
Can't get you there. You know, a good name can't get you there. Your money can't get you there. Your new suit of clothes can't get you there. Your new home can't get you there. You can scale the world, amen, and that won't get you there.
Right.
He's the only way.
Amen.
He's Lord.
Right.
I was thinking about that. One Lord. Somebody has said, if he is not Lord, then he's not Lord at all. I beg the difference with you. Ponder with me just for a moment, amen. If he's Lord, whether he's Lord of your life or not, he is still Lord. Amen. He is still Lord. Amen. And one day they're gonna find that out. Amen.
Right, that's right.
It don't change a thing. Amen. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. That he is who? Lord. He'll be Lord one day. But he is Lord, amen. Whether it change, he's one Lord. I've got to go on. I said I wouldn't want to deal much with that. I think you get the gist of that. For the sake of time, can I just say this? He is the master of the servant. He is the captain of the soldier. He is the teacher of the disciples. And he's the shepherd of the sheep. And could I go on? He is the Lord of lords. He is King of kings, amen. That's who he is. And may I just stop it just for a moment for you that are sick, amen. He is the great physician.
Amen.
That's who he is. Thank Lord. Thank God for our Lord, amen. Do you trust him this morning? Do you rest in him? Do you repose in him? I got to go on. Fifthly, we see one faith. I'm going to just say this quickly. The Christian faith. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's how it comes. Faith in God comes from hearing the Word of God, reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the Word of God. One faith. Jews say, earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Yeah, I'm a fighter, folk. I'm still standing on truth. I'm still standing against some things. I stand against some things. Yes, I do. And my heart goes out, even the sun. I've read the paper already. I want you to know. I've read the paper. I've seen what's going on today out into some of the churches. Women's Day. Sad, sad commentary. You listen to old-fashioned preachers, just believe the book that we don't have women preachers, amen.
Amen.
But it's sad commentary all around the community today. Sad. One preacher was out of his pulpit last week on Mother's Day, and he's out of his pulpit this morning again. Another woman in the pulpit. I'm melding now. I don't mean to. Faith cometh by hearing, amen. Now, one baptism, there's some controversy here. Now, I believe the baptism of unity